What is up, Crypt Nation? Good citizens of Crypt Nation, it is good to have you join us. Pizza Mind and I are here, joined by Peter Fedchenkov, founder of Insular. You know, we're really excited about hearing about Insular because we've seen some big price movements, actually, on the token. And it was something that I had not really even, I hadn't heard of. And then we started doing some research around Insular. And then we saw on CoinCodeCap that you guys had some of the most active development out of any of the blockchains in the entire world. So I first wanted to just say congrats on all the success recently.
Thank you.
What's the secret? What's the secret to making you so successful these days?
Well, first of all, we are actually the most active blockchain company in the world by software development. So we're not one of them. We are the one. The secret sauce to me is a combination of very deep technology expertise, and I mean blockchain and distributed ledger technology. We have 55 full-time blockchain developers in our team, which actually makes us one of the largest blockchain technology teams globally. But also, this is coupled with our experience on the business side. And for my co-founders and myself, this is our second technology business. The first one became one of the largest online grocery companies in Eastern Europe. It's still successful, up and running, has over 700 people working for the company across 22 different cities. And we also have a number of people within Insular who came from Fortune 500, from blue chip companies. And we can speak the language of business, we can understand business pain points, and we can relate to our business customers. And when we combine it with the technology know-how and the firepower that we have, that's quite a powerful combination. And I think that's something that really differentiates us from the pack.
Yeah, you guys really do a great job of differentiating yourself. And part of that is from the community that you've built. Every time we run a poll asking Crypt Nation what altcoins are into or what's going to be the next biggest thing, we receive overwhelming responses telling us to check out Insular. And whenever I'm scrolling through Reddit and people are saying, you know, what's the best kept secret in crypto, I see INS, INS all the time. So we had you and tell us about it, what you guys are really up to. So I was checking out your website and you guys are building blockchain for businesses. Can you go in depth as to what exactly that is?
Sure. And first of all, our thesis is that we want to help companies, large enterprises across the globe, be more efficient. And by being more efficient, they could in turn benefit their consumers. So we do not help consumers directly, but we help businesses. And you know, if business could decrease their costs, well, hopefully they could decrease prices to the end customers. That's our model of making an impact in today's world and leveraging the power of blockchain and crypto to make this difference. Why blockchain for business? And the reason is that today companies have very limited tools and technologies to exchange data, to synchronize their business processes. And that creates a huge friction in today's world. And supply chain is almost a perfect example when goods have to change multiple hands throughout their journey across the globe. And that creates so much problems. We don't know where the goods are coming from. We don't know whether fake or authentic. We don't know whether they have been paid up for, or there are a lot of document reconciliation. And just today's technology is not designed for this exchange of information. And of course, needless to say that these companies do not trust each other. They would not just rely on one of the counterparties to do all of the bookkeeping for them. So, and this is where blockchain enters the business world. Blockchain and other software based on blockchain and distributed ledger technology could help organizations, could help companies, could help large enterprises, could help startups exchange and manage data and synchronize their business processes without necessarily trusting each other. And this is what makes it revolutionary, and this is what makes it even more important in today's ever, you know, growing complexity of the world. We have more channels to interact than ever before. We have more data than ever before. We have, you know, the speed of things moving around is also higher than it's ever been. And people could not just keep up. And traditional software, which is something like what's called enterprise resource planning, ERP software by SAP, by Oracle, it does a great job to improve efficiency of a single company, but it doesn't help that company to interact with another one. And that's the source of a huge friction in the global economy. And in solar, through various use cases and through various technologies we have developed based on blockchain, we help our clients to be more efficient. And again, we believe that by doing this, we could help the world to be more efficient, and we all as consumers will benefit.
I love it. I mean, that's one of the best explanations of what blockchain for business really is. So, you know, thank you for providing that. And you know, when I was doing my research, one of the first things that really stuck out to me is that, I mean, Insular is a real company behind, you know, a real product, which, you know, you just can't say that too often in crypto, it feels like. And like you said, you have 55 blockchain engineers, bunch of, you know, researchers and PhDs. I noticed you guys have like 20 job openings. So how do you finance such a massive operation?
Yeah, that's totally true. We are probably one of the largest blockchain and crypto teams out there. And I think our blockchain development resources would be comparable to the likes of, you know, much larger vendors, be it IBM or Deloitte. And we certainly have non-blockchain people, so sales people, business development people who make sort of the magic happen in terms of communicating the value of blockchain to our corporate clients. The way we finance it through the proceeds from the token offering we did about 2 years ago, and that's how INS token got minted. That's how our community got born, and we've been working extremely hard ever since, hiring, well, I wouldn't say like crazy, because we do very deliberate decisions when we hire people, but we've been growing very, very fast. And I think even at the beginning of this year, it was only 50 of us. Today, there are 80 of us. And
how many were at the beginning of the year?
We have about 50, 50, okay. But now we are 80. So almost doubled, and we will double by the end of the year. Again, we have 20 job openings at the moment. We have people scattered across the globe. We have a dedicated research team, and I think we have 9 PhDs. We have 9 doctors in our company. So that's also quite unique compared to some other, well, blockchain and crypto companies out there.
That is so impressive. So I noticed that you and your co-founder Andre are Goldman Sachs alumni, and it seems like many people are also departing that firm for crypto. And, you know, why is that? Why are a lot of these, you know, ex-investment bankers and quants and everything, analysts from these investment banks, hopping over to crypto? Is it that they see good opportunity, or what kind of, what's the story there?
That's a great question. And first of all, I truly believe Goldman Sachs is a terrific company. I still believe it's one of the best companies and institutions out there. Well, to me, it looks like the first two decades of the 21st century have been decades of entrepreneurship. And people are leaving large organizations, be it investment banks, be it just large manufacturing companies, be it retailers, be it basically anyone else, to start their businesses. And one of the reasons for that is that, first of all, internet made a startup much less costly and sort of more affordable for many people to venture out and play with things and start their business. And then we had YouTube that made it even more affordable. I think nowadays we have this, you know, third wave, which is blockchain and crypto, which creates additional opportunities in terms of funding, right? think 5 years ago, like no one would ever think about, ICOs or other types of financing through tokens. So that certainly creates new opportunities for entrepreneurs, and blockchain with its opportunity to disrupt many of the business models. It fits really well with the more and more decentralized pattern of today's world. Certainly is very lucrative. And I don't think it's just investment banks. I think it's many companies out there that have their employees joining the crypto and blockchain revolution. And I truly think it's great. And I think that would become even a bigger trend in the next decade.
Trying to be a crypto company here in the U.S. has been very, very challenging. I mean, it's almost impossible to get a bank account unless you have over $1 million to put in. What's it like trying to run a crypto and blockchain company in Russia these days? What's the landscape?
Yeah, well, certainly I think everyone would agree that crypto regulation is quite shady across the globe. Things change, sometimes they change unpredictably. For this reason, we are actually incorporated in Switzerland, which has been one of the most traditional and one of the most sort of predictable and safe environments for ages. But what I can say about Russia and also what I can say about Switzerland, that it's very, very much pro blockchain. And it's great because people, of course, mess up crypto and blockchain a lot these days, but the Russian government and many of the companies and institutions here have implemented blockchain quite successful. The banks here have been using blockchain in production. Exchanges here have been using blockchain for voting, and I think they've been the first in the world to do this. So it's certainly encouraging. Switzerland actually is one of the, I'm sure it is top three company in the world by blockchain adoption in the enterprise space. And you might not necessarily think of Switzerland as, sort of a blockchain adopter and as so much forward-thinking company when it comes to disruptive technologies, but it is. So it's great to be incorporated in Switzerland and be part of that ecosystem. In fact, we have worked with the Swiss Innovation Agency in the Swiss. We're part of their innovation ecosystem. They are part of our innovation ecosystem. It's been working out really well. It's great that, emerging markets such as Russia pay so much attention at blockchain, and we see from other parts in the world. And again, we talk about US crypto might still be, there's still some hurdles, but blockchain, when we talk to North American companies, when we talk to innovators, when we talk to digital transformation guys, when we talk to architects at some of the largest American companies and some of the most traditional American companies, they understand blockchain extremely well. And that's certainly, a huge driver behind our desire to be in this market and our desire to be a leader in North American enterprise blockchain and blockchain for business.
This was a really, 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 really big week for our sponsors and our good friends over at eToro. And why do I say that? I say that because they just launched a new product called CopyTrader. And this is a product I know you guys are going to love and I'm super excited to talk about because it's actually really innovative and helps the average consumer. It's amazing. And it basically means that you can automatically copy every trade from one of eToro's top crypto traders at the exact price that other person gets in at real time. All you have to do is click the copy traders button on eToro and you find a big list of traders and you could click and view their stats and view their portfolio and their history. And then you just click copy and you get to copy them trade for trade. So basically you can just bet on somebody else's strategies. And to make it even more fun, guess who has a copy trader profile that you can copy? Yes, that is correct. Yours truly, Crypto101_Bryce. And actually, Big Bad Kevin, who is part of the Crypto101 team who stays behind the scenes and makes a lot possible here, also has an account, and that's Crypto101_Kevin. And I think Pizza Mind's account should be up and running here pretty soon. Crypto101_PizzaMind. Kind of cool. Copy the smart money with eToro. You join now at etoro.com/crypto101. It's very important you use that /crypto101 because that helps us, that helps you, helps everybody. It's a good time. All right, guys, back to the show.
We were watching the interrogation of Mark Zuckerberg by the U.S. Congress yesterday, and one of the congressmen asked him, why would you incorporate Libra in Switzerland instead of the U.S.? And me and Bryce just burst out laughing because it's such a ridiculous question to ask. And because, as you mentioned, the Swiss landscape is very friendly. It's very predictable. And the U.S. is absolutely unpredictable and unfriendly. There was the biggest 6 hours of time wasted of people acting like children, bickering back and forth during that congressional hearing yesterday. So, yeah, it's no wonder people are leaving. In any case, there are a lot of people here still left in America and around the world that do not have the benefits of the Swiss financial system. What can the average person do to change their financial fate today based on what you've learned throughout your life and working at Goldman Sachs? What advice can you give the average person to improve their
financial? That's a great question and certainly not an easy one. And again, I don't want to give an investment advice. It's more my advice as entrepreneur and also as someone who's coming from a financial space, or at least someone who has a background in finance. And I think it's interestingly, there are a lot of parallels with entrepreneurship, and I think you just have to hedge your risks. Don't put all of your eggs in a single basket. And I think to an average consumer, that means if you have an investment portfolio, if you invest in crypto, if you invest in foreign currencies, if you invest in stocks, whatever you do, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Crypto might be extremely hot, might be a great time to invest in the market, but just don't put 100% of your savings there. Have a diversified portfolio. People have won Nobel Prize by, sort of developing the theory of portfolio management. And basically it states diversify your portfolio as much as you can. Have some exposure to, the assets that you particularly like, or you think you have an edge in sort of predicting the markets. But again, life is about solid returns, but life is about not to, sort of zero out and don't have any financial resources to have sort of a second chance.
Very well said. I think that that's going to resonate very well with, that resonated well with me. So I'm sure it's going to resonate well with a lot of people. But let's talk a little bit more about Insular, in particular, your clients. So I'm kind of curious, what is the most sought after use case that your clients ask about? And have you guys, maybe talk about some deployments?
Sure. There's a wide variety of use cases that customers keep asking about, but there are certainly two areas that I can highlight as probably the most popular. First one is supply chain. For many obvious reasons, and one of them is that supply chain, as we briefly discussed at the beginning of this call, it's an extremely complex environment. Goods change hands multiple times. The data is siloed in today's world, and no one really knows what's happening. People don't know whether I have been paid up for. They cannot match invoices with purchase orders. They cannot really figure out where the goods are coming from. Are they even authentic? And that creates a lot of opportunities in terms of use cases and solutions such as blockchain-enabled track and trace, such as provenance, such as blockchain-enabled document conciliation and various spins, accounting productivity. So that's certainly a very interesting. And again, it plays to blockchain's forte of managing data and synchronizing workflows beyond the border of a single enterprise. So we certainly get a lot of inbound requests and a lot of attention throughout supply chain. The second and very, very interesting application of blockchain is in probably one of the most traditional industries out there, which is electric utilities. and power generation. And of course, this, you know, the power plants have been around for ages, and the technology hasn't really changed much. But today's grids are becoming more and more decentralized with the advent of electric vehicles and with advent of course, solar panels and wind turbines. It's becoming increasingly challenging for utilities and power generators to manage those more decentralized energy networks. And blockchain comes to the rescue with a number of interesting use cases. And that's actually one of the deployments that we have out in Toronto, in Canada, together with the York University, which is one of the finest universities, and some local partners. It's an interesting use case where there are buildings with solar panels on top of the roofs. And outside of peak electricity consumption hours, the electricity generated by the solar panels sold to neighboring households. So that's what's called a smart grid or a microgrid. And blockchain and a fairly simple for now layer of smart contracts is being used to manage these relationships, to do settlement by the end of the month. And everyone is happy. Consumers get a cheaper power, a more green power. The solar panel owners get additional revenue, and utility can manage this decentralized grids in a more efficient and secure manner. So that's certainly a second area besides supply chain that we have been very actively involved in.
So supply chain and microgrid, power grid management, all that stuff, that sounds super interesting. It kind of makes me think, how did you guys get your name, Insular? Does it have to do with some of the power grid stuff you guys are doing, or is it completely separate?
Completely separate. Actually, a bit, to be honest, a bit random. There's no hard logic behind the name. We've been, you know, thinking through some names, figuring out, you know, sort of the sounds of the name that we would prefer, and we liked Insular. It sort of sounds techy, and you know, that's and fairly easy to read and pronounce. So we thought, and also read somewhere that there is no correlation, absolutely no correlation between the success of business and its name. So we thought we don't want to spend days deliberating what the name would be. We like that one, and we just spent more time on building the technology than figuring out the
name. Sometimes when it feels right, it just feels right. You know. I'm kind of curious, like I you're interacting with, you know, CEOs and biz dev guys on the enterprise side. So what's one of the things that these cats essentially have a hard time wrapping their mind around when it comes to blockchain? Like what's a sticking point, or what's like a big barrier that, you know, traditional enterprise software guys don't really understand about blockchain?
So first of all, I've been surprised by how well today's enterprise leaders understand blockchain. So they understand, you know, what the basics of the technology. They understand who the major vendors are. They understand the premise behind blockchain. They also understand some limitations of the technology. So that was well above expectations. And also I have to say that, you know, the level of understanding has of course tremendously increased over the last year or so. When it comes to, you know, something they struggle understanding, or I would say it's some extreme details about the technology. So, you know, of course, the types of consensus, or, you know, how you calculate throughput, or how the governance has to look like, or what are the requirements behind running a node. But, and unfortunately, blockchain today is at the stage where it's hard to, you know, talk about blockchain without these details. And all the things are changing and technology is progressing. So I think maybe in a few years we won't have this problem, but today we still have to talk about these things because, for example, everyone knows about limitations of blockchain in terms of scalability. By the way, that's something that we at Insular have successfully solved. But that's probably the only sort of area where, you know, some frictions in terms of understanding might be created. But other than that, again, you know, this guy's top notch. And even people at the very traditional companies understand that blockchain is important. You know, it's disruptive, it's foundational technology. You'd better spend time, invest time in how it works and what's in it for your particular company.
That's some great insight. I feel like, you know, using the token would be kind of a sticking point for them because it's just such a new way of, you know, maybe subscribing to an API with a token or whatever. It's just kind of a new paradigm. So could we talk about the Insular token and, you know, what's its use in your network and your system and kind of what that looks like?
Sure. And first of all, that's what I expected as well, that, you know, enterprises would not even be close to engaging with something that has, you know, to do with a token. But probably over the last 9 months, this has started to change. So we've been talking to one of the largest and, again, probably most traditional U.S. companies. And not only they're thinking about running a public network for one of their solutions, so that they did this, they're also thinking about introducing their own token. Of course, you know, it's still in the plans, but enterprises start thinking about tokens. They understand tokens, and they even thinking about minting their own tokens. This being said, of course, we mostly talk to innovators and early adopters in the space. We don't talk to people who are extremely traditional in their views and you know still use the feature phones, but enterprises are ready for token adoption, which I think is great news for everyone in the industry, especially for blockchain companies with their own tokens. So that seems like it has stopped, or it's in the process of, you know, stopping to be a deal breaker for enterprises. In terms of our token, it's being used as a storage of value, but also as an incentives mechanism for our capacity marketplace. I encourage everyone to look up our economic paper, which is available on our website, and it has a very detailed description of how exactly the token economics work, why we need a token, and what are the benefits of using the token in our network.
Amazing. Awesome. Thank you so much for that info. You know, I'm kind of curious, like, how long have you been in the space for, actually?
So we've been in the space for almost 3 years.
Okay, cool. And with the time that you've been in the space, are there any other projects that you've seen that get you really excited? So not anything Insular related, but like, what are some other crypto projects that, you know, we should look out for that are doing some really innovative stuff?
Well, to me, I'm really focused on two things: what the technology is it really differentiated, and what's, you know, how the business development looks like. Are there any real clients or at least partners using or trying to adopt or in the process of adopting the technology? And there are only a handful of companies who can boast both a successful technology and successful sales or business development. And I think one of the interesting companies that I've been following is originally from Korea. And, you know, they've been doing some great things. Looks like they've done tremendously well on the business development side with many of the Korean companies as their clients. So check them out. From the outside, they look like a very legit, great team, very experienced.
Are you talking about CoinPlug?
No, I'm talking about Ergo.
Oh, interesting. How do you spell that? ARGO, or I never heard of them.
ARGO.
Oh, very cool. So, you know, one of the real questions that we like to ask everyone that comes on the podcast, our closing question is this: you know, if this is the first crypto podcast that someone was tuning into, you know, they never really learned about crypto yet, this is the first time they're getting exposed to it, you know, what's one thing that you would really, really, really want them to know?
Great question. Well, crypto will be with us for a long time. So it's definitely worth investing, you know, some time to figure out what it is and how the technology works. Think about the promise of digital programmable money that could be used not only by humans, the way we use paper money, but also by intelligent machines, by self-driving cars, by drones, by AI-powered devices to transfer economic value, to transfer assets in a completely transparent, programmable, and automated way. And this is the, you know, this is the future. We'll be having more AI-powered devices. We'll be having more smart, connected devices. And connected car is hitting the roads as we speak. And today's money just doesn't handle the task. You could not expect a self-driving car to sort of have a pile of cash and pay toll roads with it. You know, intelligent devices will be you know, around and will be omnipresent in 5 to 10 years. They will have to transact with each other, and they will do it through crypto-based money and means of value exchange. So it's an extremely foundational technology that will be powering our society for good. So it's worth understanding it as an individual, but it's also worth understanding as an entrepreneur, as a manager, as an educated modern person. So I could only encourage everyone listening to this podcast, you know, spend time educating about crypto space and about blockchain. So that's a great investment into your own education and development.
Well, Crypt Nation, if you didn't know, now you know. Crypto is not going anywhere. It is here for the long term. And I echo everything you just said, Peter. It is such a foundational technology. You know, we're moving into, you know, I saw a chart the other day of how many internet connected devices are coming online every day. And it's a hockey stick, right? It's exponential growth. We're not slowing down. The amount of data that's being produced is growing exponentially. And we need money that moves 24/7 at the speed of life. And the traditional fiat currencies and banking system is too damn slow. And I'm really excited for the future, and you painted a great picture of that for us today. So we wish you the best of luck at Insular. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And, you know, it's late over there in Russia, so we'll let you get some sleep.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.